Poland considers July date for coronavirus postponed presidential election. By Breitbart London on May 7, 2020. Warsaw, Poland, AP, a spokesman for Poland's ruling party said Thursday that July 12 is under consideration as a new date for the country's presidential election, which will not take place Sunday as previously scheduled. The conservative ruling coalition in Poland overcame internal divisions late Wednesday and postponed the election after the coronavirus pandemic threw off campaigning and voting preparations. No new date was set. The disagreement within the governing coalition over when and how balloting should take place raised the threat of a small partner party withdrawing its support and the government losing its parliament majority and potentially collapsing. President Andrzej Duda, who is seeking re-election, expressed very big satisfaction that the coalition reached an agreement. Under the current plan, the Supreme Court is expected to pronounce Sunday's vote void and thus pave way for a new election. Duda handpicked the court's acting president, Kamil Zarudkiewicz. July 12 is seen as a potential new date for the election, but the decision rests with the parliament speaker. According to Radoslaw Ogiel, a lawmaker and spokesman for the governing Law and Justice Party, the date falls before Duda's current five-year term expires on August 6. Voting would be done by mail, but the regulations will be amended to make them more precise, he said. Law and Justice is backing Duda's re-election bid and he is leading opinion polls, well ahead of nine other candidates. Some Polish lawmakers demanded explanations from the government Thursday of why preparations for originally scheduled election failed and how much they cost, while legal experts raised doubts over whether decisions complied with Poland's laws. Some noted that the Sunday vote was not yet formally cancelled. European Union Justice Commissioner Didier Reynders said on Twitter that the EU will continue to follow closely the organization of these elections, just like pro-democracy organizations will be doing. "I welcome the debate that took place in the country on this issue," Reynders tweeted.